Four generations of Biddlecombes have lived here on the Eastern Shore, harvesting oysters. 76-year-old Dudley Biddlecombe began work when he was just 5 years old.
My father used to raise oysters by the thousands of bushels. Nowadays, if we get 300 or 400 bushels, we think we've done right well.
But he's been thinking about the demise of the oyster, coming up with better ways to cultivate them, putting babies in baskets that float above the seabed where they're protected from excess sediment.
If I don't learn something every day, I've wasted a day.
His expertise caught the attention of Stephen Macko, who teaches oceanography at the University of Virginia.
He is a person that's in the field, and all of the things that they're learning about products of science and the biology of keeping organisms alive, he's doing it.
So Macko asked what it would take to get Biddlecombe to Charlottesville to teach some classes. How much would he charge to make the 150-mile trip?
You could buy him a gas. Okay, we can do that. I said, I like to eat. We'll take you to dinner. I said, I might have to spend the night. We'll put you up in a hotel. And those items plus his good friendship and the chance to talk to these young people, that's my reward.
Students like Beth Oberding and Alejandro Garcia say these lectures are a refreshing break from academia and an inspiration to study.
I guess it was nice to hear kind of a perspective of someone who does work with us every day, and you kind of got to see his notes, and like he does record everything he does. It's very similar to research here that we do.
He's lived through the changes, and basically the ocean is his life. He might have not known the Latin behind it, but he definitely knew what was going on.
My name is Dudley Biddlecombe. I'm from Fairport, Virginia, down on the Chesapeake Bay. We are located more or less on the Great Wacomico River, and I've been there all my life.
Biddlecombe takes teaching seriously, seeing these students as the future of his industry and of the Chesapeake Bay.
There are a lot of things that I don't know, and I hope that some of them, or maybe all of them, will continue to study and try to figure these things out, because oysters are a filter feeder, and oysters help purify the water. And the water quality is the key to everything we're doing. So the more oysters you have, the more water they can filter. And the more water you filter, the cleaner the bay and the rivers will be. And in my case, the more oysters will grow. So it's ecology and economy.
And he invites the students to come and visit him back on the Eastern Shore.
We take them out on the boat and show them what we do, and we call it dude oystering. Similar to dude ranching. Believe it or not, up in Maryland, that's kind of a tourist thing up there. They take people out dude oystering, dude crabbing, dude fishing, and they let the people do the work, and they pay to do it.
In addition to teaching classes, Biddlecombe has served as a master artist in the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities Folklife Apprentice Program. He helped the Fisherman's Museum in Reedville to assemble its boat collection. And he's featured in a documentary narrated by Sam Waterston called The Last Boat Out. I'm Sandy Houseman.